Too soon.
This is our final stand. What happens here will echo through the ages.
Welcome to the future.
You are not prepared!
Hello, and welcome to Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and yours truly, Kern. We're two players who are guilded together in Apotheosis, an alliance raiding guild on the Elder Thalos US server. We spend a bunch of time thinking about and talking about World of Warcraft and our guild, so we thought we'd try our hands at a podcast and share some of our thoughts with the community at large. Along the way, we'll be introducing other guildies of ours and generally having fun.
Yeah, fun sounds like a good time. Let's do some of that.
Alrighty. So without further ado, let's say hi to Magic.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Kind of excited. Excited for a good time.
It is definitely a good time coming, I think. So let's talk a little bit about us, because these people, they have no idea who we are. I mean, we are epic in our own eyes, but
That's
these
true.
People, they have no idea.
I guess we should get into that a little bit.
Yeah, so how about you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started playing the game and all that sort of thing.
Wonderful. All right. My main tune's name is Magic Marine, and I started playing, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago. My brother actually got me into the game. He played a hunter, Sefton, and when I started playing, it didn't even end up being on his server. I played with a couple of real-life friends, and we started tunes over on Elder Thalos, and it was a good time. We had I played the DPS. I had another friend who was a warrior tank and a priest healer, so we were trying to do quests and stuff, but you always get the dedicated guy with the not-so-dedicated people and level different rates and all that good stuff. And that was fun, and then we created our own guild, and we got a couple real-life friends and their friends, and had a lot of fun, and the guild name was the Ashen Order of Bogarden, which we kept for as long as the guild was alive. After a little while, my interest in the game started to die down a bit, and my guild wanted to get into some more late game content, and so we said, well, we have to recruit a certain number of people by this time, or we're just going to merge the guild. And sadly, we were unable to recruit the required number of people, which I don't really remember what it was. But I set my guild up to merge with, I believe it was Faded Heroes, I guess, even though, to be honest, I didn't even remember the name at the time. And so that happened. So I actually quit at that same time. And then when I came back, I got a whisper from a couple of the old people that I played with from my guild. Sadly, none of the real good real-life friends played, but Crypt Kicker, who was one of my friend's good friends and since have become pretty good friends, good use of the word friends there, and I joined up with Faded Heroes and met with Kern and or you and everyone else in Faded Heroes, and I just keep playing with these people. I probably quit another time since then, but I just keep coming back for the people. That's what it's all about. Love this game and the people that play it.
I completely agree. I mean, not playing with you in raid settings over this last expansion has kind of sucked. I don't have somebody yelling, "Not the face! Oh god, not the face!"
Yeah, that happened a little too often as a mage, unfortunately, because the face ends up being my face on the floor pretty quickly.
That's pretty true. ZG in the spider area, like, good times right there.
Yeah, that was the beginning of terrible AoE catastrophes and my death.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was epic and beautiful.
So how about yourself? How did you get into this crazy world that we don't really live in, but kind of play in?
Oh, we totally live in it.
Oh, listen, that's not for them to know. Keep going.
Well, I am a sociology student, and I was reading this article about this online game called World of Warcraft, and how, because of a bugged mechanic in the game, people were like overrun with this plague thing, and this wasn't referring to the 3.0 zombie invasion. This was referring to the corrupted blood from Hakkar back in ZG.
Man, that was hilarious times.
And I read about that, and I said, I have got to be part of this environment where they actually, you know, sort of let this occur. I mean, they obviously hot-fixed and changed things and all that eventually, but once it actually happened, they were, like, really curious to see how the plague was spreading. And, in fact, it had a lot of parallels to real-life pandemics. So, to me, that was really fascinating, and that's why I started playing the game. And basically, one day in October of, 2005, I rolled the Night Elf Hunter, a male Night Elf Hunter, because I don't approve of the bouncing that the females do, like, at all.
Because I have no comment at this point.
And I basically wanted to sort of fly under the radar. I mean, I knew it was a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, and I wanted to have nothing to do with the massively multiplayer part of it. I just wanted to be, you know, left to my own devices and, you know, kill things along with my trusty cat Whisper and, you know, that sort of thing. So I just really wanted to fly under the radar. And a lot of people, you know, didn't know that I was a girl, and that was great. I did not want to draw undue attention to myself. I did, however, suck my brother into playing, and I do not regret that a bit.
It's always the siblings. That's the way it goes. You're the first one in, or they're the first one in, and just, you gotta do it. You love it. Come on, just play one level.
Exactly. Like, I showed it to my brother, and he was just, this is awesome! And I was like, I know, right? So he started playing. He rolled a druid named The Fog, which is why we call him Fog or Foggy.
Right.
And not Theft Fog, but The Fog. And he's the one who basically introduced me to this guild called Faded Heroes. And I joined up, and eventually I became an officer, and we started raiding, and all of that crazy stuff, and I met Madge here. During the Scourge invasion, and it was, to me, it was like you were just this cocky guy who's like, yeah, no worries, I got this.
I'm
like,
not what much are you has changed, about? I think, which could be good or bad.
Not a whole lot has changed now, but I remember standing there. I think it was in like Silithus or something, and there was this necrotic crystal, and we're down there with like Tia and Crypt, and then there's you, and you're like, no problem, guys, I got this. I'm like, what are you talking about? And you mount up on your epic horse, which was impressive back in the day.
Yeah, that was hot stuff back in the day. I was like, that's right before I quit, and I was like, all right, yeah, I got the epic mount. What else is there in this game? Well, time to leave anyway.
So you mount up on your epic horse, and you literally like rounded up all of the non-elites, and then without any help from any of us, you like Frost Nova'd them, Cone of Cold'd them, blinked away, put up ice barrier, and started to blizzard them, and you killed them all. And I'm like, holy crap, this guy is good.
God, I miss Frost. Oh god, I don't even want to get into that right now.
So, being part of Aid Heroes, you know, these are the people that I still play with. I mean, you know, my brother, Tia, Dar, Shadow, Day, Cut, like all of these people, I met all in Aid Heroes. And
oh yeah.
Even though FH died before BC came out, I mean, that was the core of Apotheosis back in Burning Crusade, and it's basically the core of Apotheosis moving into Cataclysm.
True enough, I just saw Cut logged on recently. I was like, wow, that is awesome. How exciting was that?
Yeah, he said something along the lines of, yeah, so I tried this new game called Real Life for like a year and a half, but it didn't take. And I'm like, nice.
Nice.
Because I'm evil like that.
Yeah, well, good to have him back either way.
This is very true. I miss some of the old folks, and it's been really good these last few weeks to sort of you know, catch up with people and see what they've been up to during Wrath.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's move into our next segment, which we're calling Lore Master. It's sort of our rundown of the week, if anything exciting happened to you in game, or any good runs, bad runs, or ridiculousness, anything fun. So, and anything exciting happened for you this week?
Actually, something really fun happened to me. in the last week. I actually got Kingslayer on my Hunter. I know nice. It's like so.
Yeah, a little late on that one, but that's all right.
Several months late, like nearly a year late, practically. It was really nice for me to get Kingslayer just because, I mean, I haven't ignored my Hunter this entire time. I've done, you know, some content. I've done my dailies religiously. Like, I've geared up using the Frost badges. And, you know, Kern is, you know, fairly decked out, I mean, considering.
Well, considering so, probably almost better geared than Magic still.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, no, that.
So it was really nice to be able to go into a raid situation and with the guild, obviously, and just get myself Kingslayer on 10 man for Kern. It just feels really nice. And it's right up there with the feeling of helping others in the guild get Kingslayer. We've done that for Hestia, Camilla, Dreadsinger, Dar, Day,
me.
You, yeah,
yes,
obviously.
You know.
So I mean, it's really gratifying to sort of get this title, this sort of elusive title for so many people that I care about that are part of the guild and have really worked towards this, but for whatever reason, it never panned out for them. And it's really nice to have them be part of the guild, and we can just send out a team and be like, "All right, done."
Sweet, so. We did it. Let's do it again next week. Especially when you can just with the raid lockout stuff, so you can knock out 2 10-mans even if you can't get together the 25. It's phenomenal for doing that kind of thing.
Exactly. The fact that we're no longer ninjaing, you know, a kill from the rest of the group is great. Like, I love the idea that there's 25 of us who are at 11 of 12, and we can just all go off and do another 25 25-mans at 11 of 12 if we want. I really think that's a really nice change to the game.
Yeah.
So that's basically the highlight of my week. The downside of my week is recruitment, which is like
hooray. The
most hideous chore in the universe. I am really not a fan of recruitment. I thankfully have people in the guild who are willing to help with recruitment, which I think will eventually be very helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but like recruitment just kills me. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's always ends up being one of the bigger chores when you're both starting off as a guild and then, you know, the people, there's turnover, there's always turnover, and making sure you can try and fill exactly the right slot to try and round out your raid is rough.
Yeah, like trying to get an elemental shaman back in BC, that was painful.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we looked out with Ocephala. Hi, OC.
Yep, that was a phenomenal pickup in, on that part there, so.
I totally agree. So, what about you? How was your week?
Good week of WoW. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to our last raid, but at the in the ICCs, I was lucky enough to pick up a main hand rigor mortis, which was pretty awesome. I love replacing weapons. There's like nothing more satisfying in this game than getting new weapons.
I know. I feel the same way.
Yeah, and then of course, then you get the main hand, and you're like, crap. Now I need an offhand. I've had this staff for so long, I just have never bothered to get an offhand. And that same night that I got the rigor mortis, I spoke to Piggly about getting some more haste, and he was talking a bit about the haste cutoffs and all that stuff, and he posted to the forums about it, which was great, because it led me to get black magic on my main hand, which is going to be a lot of fun. I sadly have not been able to raid with it yet, but I'm hoping I don't even know if I'll get to before the expansion. Oh, that's less exciting.
Well, we do have a couple raids planned, not for this week because it's American Thanksgiving and all,
Thanksgiving.
But like the week after.
Yeah, the whole main spec, the whole main hand offhand has just always been for the most part better than the staff. It just has been. It's unfortunate because staves look awesome. I mean, so much cooler, and. Yeah, so the offhand that I picked up, you did that heroic Halls of Reflection and got the shriveled heart, which is sadly the lamest model in the world. It looks like a maraca. It's no heart such graphic.
Oh,
and then,
God.
Yeah, I need to get my I have a level, I guess, 20 paladin that I've been tanking on in classic instances that I need to get in the guild, and that's been fun, except you get people in there that are just terrible. I don't understand how it happens. It's it happens so much more in the classic instances, I feel like, where you have, I've had just terrible hunters that don't have pets and just keep pulling and they don't pull, they pull aggro right off of me, or they just shoot anything they want. It's like, what? Why are you doing that? You have everyone in the group yelling at you. They're rolling need on everything. I don't understand. I don't know how people keep getting by with that.
Everything is hunter loot, obviously.
Oh, okay, that's right. If it ain't red, it fits on your head. Is that the
exactly. Yes.
Yeah, the Dark Legacy comic rule of loot. If it ain't red, it goes on your head. That's the way I feel like a lot of these runs have been going. And it's just been so much fun to raid with all the old guild people and work through bosses. I love wiping. I love killing a boss even more. It's just, I don't know. But I'm really excited about the expansion.
It's been really nice to get you into ICC. I know that you didn't touch ICC basically at all. I think you did Maragar once on your death knight or something.
Yeah, I got that sweet tanking necklace, but that was a good time. like tanking stuff that you never tanked before, and just getting into higher level instances. Even when it's late, it's still a lot of fun just because raiding's a good time. I hadn't raided in so long.
Yeah, and it's just nice to like go back to this instance that I've essentially spent a year doing at this point. It's so nice to go in there with people who are really excited about it, you know? Yeah. Like, you're excited to down anything. You're like, yes, exactly. Let's do it. Like, awesome! Whereas, like, some of the other guilds I've been in this expansion have been like, oh god, is it ICC time again? I don't feel so good. Bye!
Yeah. Oh, wait, there's no loot for me off this boss? I think I had to go for about 20 minutes.
Alrighty, so let's move into our next segment, which is called Hot Fix, which is where we'll talk about patch notes, game updates, and general game changes. And obviously, we've seen a lot of changes in the last couple weeks, and there's a big old change happening tomorrow.
Yes, the change includes leaving my paladin AFK in Stormwind and then dying, not 15 minutes later after going AFK.
Nice. You got to be real careful with these crazy elementals going, like popping up all over the place.
Yeah, that's been a scary time for the low level toons, as they've told us in trade chat.
Can you imagine actually being a low level character and seeing this like freaking huge water elemental just crop up right next to you, and then you're like, well, what do? I guess I'm supposed to hit it, and then you hit it and then you die instantly. I mean, can you imagine the poor lobbies?
Yeah, I guess if I were no longer level 80, I'd probably be a little upset about no longer being able to do what I wanted to in the town, because one of the main side effects is everyone's just gone. No mail, no class trainer, and that was exactly what happened to me. Again, I was playing my little pally, and I went to Stormwind to train, and lo and behold, I can't do that. And it takes forever to fly over to Stormwind. So I mean, I hop on the 80 to hop on magic to go over and just fight the elemental so I can get it back. But if you can't do that, you're so screwed. Like, what are you supposed to do? You just flew or ran all the way? Like, that sucks.
That's very true. I'm not really a fan of how the entire cities, well, both of the cities really shut down every time the elementals crop up. But at the same time, I understand. I mean, there's no way that mail would be delivered, you know, during an elemental invasion.
Yeah, so. I guess that's true. I guess in theory, I like it. And again, having a level 80, I'm a fan, because it gives you the opportunity to sort of get involved in the shattering, and it gives you that realistic feel. But, you know, that just sucks.
Yeah, it's also thrown a bit of a monkey wrench into our raids. I mean, I know that Dar popped out during our break the other night to go get gems and an enchant or something for her piece of loot that she got. And she gets there and there's no mailboxes and no auctioneers.
Yeah, that could prove a problem.
Yeah, that was a little bit disturbing.
But with these elementals, again, these are only positives for the 80s, comes those the sweet bosses dropping awesome, well, relatively awesome gear. I mean, that's ICC 10 level gear.
Yeah, the 251 items, I think, are really great for some people who are, you know, still stuck in 232 or 245 or, you know, badly itemized items as well.
Yeah, I have to say that I've seen a lot better itemized stuff coming out of this, out of these bosses than even a lot of the stuff that we see in general out of ICC.
Yeah, and if you just didn't even get lucky, I mean, my off-spec is most of the time it's protection. So I had a 232 shield from TOC 10, and you know, I went and you know, I think it was Princess dropped a 251 shield, and I'm like, yeah, this is better. I mean, stat-wise, everything, it's just better. So I managed to snag it.
Exactly, and that lets you, even if you're not going to be that spec in the expansion, especially if you want to do like tank dungeons, it's always nice to have decent gear to start off with.
Exactly, and I mean, the rest of my tanking gear isn't horrible. I managed to get some 264, even a couple 277 pieces as off-spec in my last guild. So now I'm able to, like, if I'm really stuck, I can go in and tank a dungeon for the guild or what have you. Not that I'm going to go pugging as a tank, because I think that would be a nightmare.
That's never a fun time.
Not really, no.
Did I just hear multiple 277s on your tanking gear? Is that what I just overheard?
Actually, yes. Yes,
you
did.
Oh, okay. I was so excited about my 277 gloves that I got for my one character on my main spec. That's fun to hear. That's a good time.
Yeah, I know. I occasionally, I just sort of feel like patting you all on the head and going, oh, that's so cute. You're excited about like a 251 or a 264.
Excellent.
Or even a 277, but...
Well, it's the I was lucky enough to be able to look if I needed is it Gazrilla, was it? So many Gazes in the game. The water one, where that's the iron or the Stormwind ones, where because the Ironforge ones have been bugged most of the week, so it's tough to even get Flamelash and what is it? Flamelash and Princess?
Is it? Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, so that you couldn't even do that sometimes because they weren't even spawning elementals in Ironforge.
Yeah, I've only actually done the Flamelash one once, and it was hilarious because my brother was tanking, and he's standing there, and he's standing in the fire. And I'm like, and then he's dead. And I'm like healing, right? You know, I'm figuring out he's going to move any second now. No, he dies. So I think it was Ocephala brings out her Earth Elemental, which taunts the boss.
That's when it's getting serious. That's when you know it's going down.
Yeah, pulling out Josh like that. Yeah. So so the Earth Elemental's tanking, and then Shan's with us, and she's like, do you want me to battle res him? I'm like, you know, that would be a good plan. Let's do that.
Getting a tank back up, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, so the tip of the week, I think, is not to stand in fire.
Yeah, he spawns like a bunch of little ones, right? When they die, they leave a trail of fire, or they leave a trail of fire on the way to him? I'm not really sure.
I think
I've only done it once, so.
I think it was on the way to him. So there was like fire all over the floor all of a sudden. I'm like, this doesn't actually happen in BRT, which would be an interesting mechanic, but I don't think that people around level 50 are prepared to deal with that kind of environmental damage.
True enough, you end up playing with some people that at level 80, they're not ready for that kind of environmental damage, so it happens. You've been known to stand in your fair share of fires, is all I'll say. Oh, come on, sorry. Weird cough.
That may be true. I confirm nothing.
Oh god. So what is this excitement that you claim may be, I guess you know is happening tomorrow? Is that the suggestion?
Well, it's not that I personally know, but Bubuy over at MMO Champion, I don't know how he knows, but he knows that the shattering is tomorrow, Tuesday, November, 23rd?
23rd is correct.
Wow. So that's like the real beginning of Cataclysm. That's where the world changes drastically and dramatically.
Well, and what is it with the race changes tomorrow? I read something about that.
Yeah, everyone sort of thought that you were going to be able to use the new race class combos, like Human Hunters, Torn Paladins, tomorrow, Dwarf Chamois. Like, I was looking forward to tomorrow logging in and paying for a race change for my chamois, because I really don't like the Draenei, and we're being told now that the race changes are not in effect until Cataclysm, but you can roll a new class combo as of tomorrow.
Oof. So, well, so are Worgen out yet then?
No. And Worgen and Goblins are also equally unavailable until December 7th.
Gotcha. And you'll be able to race change to them once that comes out?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And that seems a little lame. I don't know. Not having to power level from the bottom.
I know, but they're not doing any sort of special achievements like Realm First Worgen to 85 or whatever. It's just going to be like class, like Realm First Mage, Realm First Hunter, etc.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and the world is changing, and we are losing some portals, which I'm happy to hear about.
Of course you'd be happy to hear about it. The portals in Dal and Shat actually are going to be replaced with class trainers.
Nice.
Which, yeah, that's kind of useless. It's like we've been like, hey, can we have trainers out here in Dal? No. And then all of a sudden, here, but we're taking the portals instead. Given the choice, I would definitely keep the portals, but I don't know.
I like the class trainers. I don't know. That's not sure. Wonder, maybe the sudden influx of gold I may be feeling from portals, but it's just I got this feeling.
You know what? I really hope that you just get deluged into whispers tomorrow and that you end up like not being able to answer everyone, and then people just hate you because you're that mage who won't port people.
Yes. That's just what I'm looking for. Well, speaking of the mage, I was looking over some of the MMO champion stuff that you pushed me towards, and all our specializations are changing, which is kind of interesting. And I guess we'll see how that ends up affecting it, because Arcane is going from 15 increased damage to 25 straight up. That's a pretty much, well, it's a straight up.
That's large.
Yeah, that seems pretty ridiculous. The fire specialization, however, is different, increasing the periodic by 25 instead of the overall damage up by 10.
That seems like a nerf to me.
It seems like that, unless again you're starting to stack into mastery, because that's giving you, I think, another 2.5% to burn damage per mastery point. So by the time you're able to start stacking some mastery in there, then it ends up, probably there's a, I don't want to say, it's not diminishing return, sort of a bottom bar where it becomes better after a certain point. But I mean, straight up, it probably won't be as good as the across the board 10%. I guess we'll see. Unfortunately, I'm not well geared enough to be able to pull my stats over by forging into mastery. But if I could, I'd be able to test a little bit better.
Yeah, well, if you ever end up with like 23% hit again, I'm sure that.
True, then I'll be able to pull some of that away. But unfortunately, switching over to the main from the double actually dropped my hit by a ton, like by 50 or 60 hits. So I had to forge away from some crit and into hit. Yeah, and back into hit, sadly. Yeah, and then the frost specialization was 15% damage. Again, both of these, the Arcane and Frost, were previously straight up better than Fire, which is mildly upsetting given that I'm currently Fire, but not so upsetting because I love Frost. And it's instead changing from 15 across the board to 25 against frozen targets, which is interesting. I guess we'll see how that goes.
I would imagine that that's very much a PvP buff rather than a PvE buff.
Oh, just right through the heart. I don't want to hear that. Come on, bring the PvE Frost back. I want it.
Oh, you did great damage as a main spec Frost Mage back in DC. Like, I can't believe how long you were competitive with that. It wasn't until, what, Hyjal, when you got Haste Gear, that you swapped to Arcane Frost?
Yeah, it was just the rotation was just so good and the damage was so high, you can't stray away from that. So,
True enough.
Anything exciting for you and your fellow paladins?
Oh dear lord. Lots of things are changing, including like a slight nerf to Holy Shock, which is kind of upsetting, but there are some goodies. The one that I'm actually probably the most, maybe not excited is the word, but the one I'm anxious enough to see, I guess, is the Light of Dawn change. Light of Dawn is our new 31-point talent. It's the big, you know, golden flashlight.
Right.
Yeah, that's changing. Right now it just heals everybody for a very small amount in your, you know, in your cone. But it's changing to healing 5 people within your cone, but for a much greater amount. And when you glyph it, instead of reducing the cooldown and the amount healed, it'll add a 6th person. So it's sort of like our wild growth or circle of healing.
Yeah, circle of healing is what it sort of rings true to a lot of.
And, like, you won't actually target anybody. You just have to face them, which I think is kind of a neat mechanic. It's a nice way to distinguish and to make sure that you're actually, you know, aware of what you're doing. It would be useless on a fight like Yogg-Saron, for example, where healers basically have to turn away from him at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, hopefully we won't be fighting Yogg-Saron again. you know, I've killed that guy. I'm done with him.
Done with that for now.
But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to see how it works exactly, especially in current raid content, with a mind for future raid content.
Right. Well, in current raid content on fights like Lich King, the unlimited number of targets ends up being phenomenal, even with the decreased healing, just because, you know, the number of targets ends up being so high that the heal per second or whatever it ends up being is totally ridiculous.
Oh, I mean, in fast healing, like, if you don't have a Disc Priest and you were a Paladin these past few weeks and you were glyphed for Light of Dawn, like, you didn't need a Disc Priest, which is amazing. Like, the cooldown for in fast on the Lich King is 20 seconds, and glyphed, the cooldown for Light of Dawn is 20 seconds. So it's like, oh, in fast casting, in fast hits the raid, bam! Everyone's clear of Infest, like, right after your Light of Dawn. It was fantastic, and I'm so glad I got a chance to do that a couple of times.
Yeah, that's, I guess, we won't really get to see what that would have done in the expansion, but I think the change is, it kind of puts it on par with a lot of other spells, and anything that targets an unlimited number of people ends up becoming broken pretty quickly.
I agree. I mean, like, it was very awkward to use in a 5-man over on beta, because it just wasn't healing for nearly enough, right? But now that it's limited to 5 or 6 people, they've boosted the amount of healing done by it, so it actually becomes viable. Not that I've tested it out in a 5-man too much, but I would imagine it becomes more viable than it was.
Yeah, especially because when you're hitting, especially in a 5-man where you're probably more spread out and you're going to hit limited targets, you're hitting the limited number of targets at least for a little bit more, or I don't know if the increased health is a lot more, a little more, but the increased health, and it'll just be better on lower number of targets.
I think that's the case, really, and it prevents us from being too OP or whatever, and it prevents us from necessarily stacking everybody in what could be a potentially dangerous situation in a raid. Like, you know, Infest is sort of one of those exceptions where you want everyone to be standing close, like, during that first phase and in the second phase. Exactly. So, like, it's easy for the Pally to just take a step back and be like, here, have my Light of Dawn. So I don't know if we're going to be stacking a lot in Cataclysm content, but either way, I mean, like, there's no real reason for us to, in order to get Light of Dawn off on, like, an obscene amount of people. I think my max was, like, 26 targets a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
In ICC. I just, like, stood behind the raid, and I just got everybody and, like, a pet.
Nice. I mean, and again, yeah, on fights like Lich King and Blood Queen as a negative example, but Syndragosa, another great one where you have a lot of people stacked up right on the same point. It's phenomenal, and then in places like Blood Queen, it ends up being not as great just because everyone has to stay spread out. Same thing with Council.
Yeah, it was a really interesting way to see, like, where it could be incorporated in its old form, and now I think that we'll find more uses for it. It won't just be the Infest spell. I mean, it'll be able to help with Infest for sure, but we won't be able to clear it off an entire raid.
Right.
And while that's unfortunate, I understand why it's happening. So I'm eager to see how it works, you know, in a 5-man.
Right.
Or in a raid in current content.
Unfortunately, or unfortunately, you're not going to have much time to heal the raid with the Infest anyway.
That's quite true.
We'll be off the content soon enough.
Oh god, I can't wait.
Yeah, it should be a good time. Although, we do have some upcoming raids, not this week, but the week after, right?
That is true.
So let's move into our slash raid. part of the show where we have our upcoming raid dates, any previous fun raids, if anything exciting happened, or any new members, people moving up, just general raid information.
I think we should probably let them know, you know, what we were doing previously, like before Wrath, because we really didn't get a lot done in Wrath. I think it was Thaddeus who held
relatively
us up.
Not a lot. Oh, bastard. No, in Wrath, oh yeah, not a lot at all. That's true.
But in BC, which is where we really came into our own as a raiding guild, we, you know, cleared tier 4 and tier 5 content. Most of us are hands of a doll, although Magic here is not, and yes, I know he blames me.
Listen, I do. That's true. There's nothing you can do about it. It's gone forever.
Oh, God. But yeah, so we cleared tier 4, tier 5. We were 4 of 5 Hyjal and 5 of 9 BT when the big 3.0 nerf hit, which reduced all mob health by 30%. Yeah. Now, I maintain that we would have killed Archimonde the next week regardless of the
patch.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we were still pushing through the instances when the patch hit, and then the patch just kind of like pushed it all over the edge. It was just all sort of a roll from there.
Oh my god, like we actually spent, it must have been like 4 or 5, maybe even 6 raid hours on Reliquary of Souls in BT. And, you know, we walk in there like the week after the patch and we one-shot him. And I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Right, this was hard.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, we were 4 of 5 Hyjal, 5 of 9 BT. And then we got Illidan and Archimonde dead at least 2 or 3 times each before Wrath launched, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the first kill was a good time of Archimonde and Illidan. They were both a lot of fun.
Oh, so much fun. So what we're planning to do, and we're starting to do this now, we're sort of running 25s casually, trying to get people back into the raiding groove, trying to get used to each other as a team. But it's all in preparation for Cataclysm, where we're looking to kick some ass and do 25-man content on regular and heroic all the way to the end. Like, if Deathwing is the end, awesome. But if he's not the end, sort of like how Kill Jaden showed up in BC, like, we'd like to push beyond, you know, like, to the end of the expansion content.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking server, maybe, hopefully server first, or all that good stuff, top of progression.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think Apotheosis has the capability to be server top 5 easily.
Oh,
we were like 9th on the server after BC, and that was with like a 9-month delay between like the launch and like our starting 25-man content.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I think we made great time coming in 9th. And right now, which is hilarious, according to ICC content, we're sitting pretty at server 12th.
Really?
I know, I find this hilarious because we haven't even killed Lich King.
Yeah, and we started raiding maybe, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we've got 7 raid nights under our belt now.
And nice.
We've got like 11 of 12, ICC 25, we've got Heroic Marigar, Heroic Bugged Gunship.
Oh yeah,
that
was pretty hilarious.
That was special.
Not being able to kill it.
Yeah, like every time someone jumped into a cannon, the ship would disappear. What's up with that?
I don't know, that's kind of like the time when I like zoned back in and then the ship wasn't there and I just saw everyone jump out into oblivion and they were all alive and I was like, that seems weird. I think it was myself and Chibi outside.
Chibi, yeah.
I'm like, yo, come on, man, you jump first, let's do this. And he's like, no, man, you go first. And I was like, all right. So I jump right off the cliff thinking, you know, maybe it's porting you to the ship or something. And lo and behold, I don't know what the hell happened, but we died.
I think he died.
I think he actually mounted up with someone else who hopped on the ship and it worked for them. But
yeah, with a dual mount or something like that. And then
yeah,
I think we had to summon you.
That was smart. My plan was not nearly as smart.
Your plans rarely are, though, right?
Listen, that's not the question. And yeah, I guess recently we got down Heroic Rot Phase the last time, right?
Oh my god, Heroic Rot Phase. That was like not even the messiest kill I've ever seen of Heroic Rot Phase. We'd done a couple pulls with him the week before and gotten down to 24% without people really understanding what the fight was.
Right.
So we prepped a little bit more and then walked in and just got him down. It was like a one shot. And I'm like, yeah, like Dayton, who's one of our tanks and officers, he was like, oh, that's a wipe. I'm thinking, you know, he's at like 15%, and
oh, I love
we
those.
still have tanks and healers. I'm like, no, keep going. I'm curious to see. Like, I'm dead. Like, other people are dead. And they actually pulled it off. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's that is always a hilarious time when you're pretty confident you're not going to get it, and then you just happen to be able to knock out that last. It's like almost maybe between 15 and 20% ends up being the cutoff where you're like, all right, let's wipe it up. But yeah, I actually sadly wasn't around for that heroic Roth base kill, but that sounded hilarious.
Oh, it was great. Like, I really wish Dayton had Vrapsed it, because that was just classic apotheosis right there. It's like, well,
maybe it'll work.
Yeah. So, so I'm really pleased with the guild's sort of progress. So we're not even really trying to do a whole lot. Like, we're just going in and having fun and doing new fights and trying to get people acclimated to raiding and stuff. And we got Halion down last night, which was fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It took a little bit longer than I had originally thought, but we got two tanks getting used to the cutters down in the Twilight Realm. I actually healed in the Twilight Realm for like the first time basically ever, that was exciting.
Yeah, well, we did a bunch or a few times on the 10, but that was so long ago. That was like the first night of come that came out, and I haven't done it since then.
Yeah, and I was on my Shaman back then, and you were on your DK, and Bog was on his Hunter. Like, seriously, we one-shot all of those mini-bosses in there last night on the 25, whereas that was the entirety of our 10-man run back when it first came out. That kind of amusing. But so, that was a good time.
So what are we doing timer-wise? Because I know we only have Lich King up in 25s. Does anyone run that on their 10s, do we know, or...?
I don't know if people are actually running it. I would highly encourage them to run it. But what I'm planning to do is, at least on my pallies, save the timer for this reset and into next reset for like next Tuesday, so that we can spend two, maybe three nights really working on Lich King and getting him down as a guild on 25 before Cataclysm launches.
Oh, that would be pretty much awesome if we could. I mean, we got what over into phase two.
We got
three
to
the
second
time?
Transition phase last night, which wasn't too bad. It wasn't fantastic because it was like a by hook or by crook moment, right?
Yeah.
Like half the raid was dead, but I mean, we actually pushed him to second transition, which is not bad.
Because
third
not.
Phase is a lot easier than the second phase.
Yeah, we were. At least the time I was there, we needed to work a little bit on the Valks and that kind of thing. I didn't really... How'd that go last night?
Without a rogue in the raid to help stun, that was kind of painful.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
Want to buy rogues, PST. But it actually didn't go too horribly. We did lose people to Valks, but it wasn't too bad. People were getting used to Defile. We only had one really bad Defile. And that was even with it covered with a frost trap at one point. I don't know. It worked out nicely, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can do with maybe a full raid week dedicated to it.
Yeah, that should be good. Making just getting the attempts in, that's always been my motto, is you can do the strat's good, but the practice and the actually just doing it is the only way to learn a boss.
Exactly. I mean, videos and reading about the environment, reading about the abilities, that's all one thing, and that's something that you really should walk into a new fight, you know, being familiar
knowing
with
at least that. Yeah.
But then actually seeing it for yourself and figuring out, okay, this is how I need to deal with this, that's something else entirely. It just takes practice.
Yeah.
And now, time for the guild tab. Because this is our first episode, we don't have any special guests or what have you, but we do plan to bring in various guests, other guildies, be them officers or actual members of the guild, just to chat with them, get to know what they're thinking, and to introduce them to you guys. So, because we don't have a guest, I figure we'll just like run through the questions, let you know what we plan on asking people, and we'll answer them ourselves, because, you know, that's sort of fair, right? So, the first question is sort of, what is your tune's history? Like, your main raiding tune, how did you roll it, why did you roll it, all of that fun stuff. The second question is, what's your favorite memory in WoW? It's kind of self-explanatory. The third is, why you joined Apotheosis? Because, I mean, obviously, Magic and I are both of Apotheosis. I'm the guildmaster. He's one of the officers. He was the guy who actually, you know, bought the charter. So we have to tie this into Apotheosis a little bit here. And what do you like to do in-game besides raid would be our next question. Because, again, we are a raiding guild. That's what we do. But we play a lot of other characters. We do a lot of other stuff in the game. And the last question will be a quirky sort of question based on the guest. For example, like, if my brother were to join us, I'd be like, Fog, why the hell did you pick the name The Fog? You
know, now that we've said it, we'll have to come up with something twice as hilarious and ridiculous for him.
Excellent. I like this plan.
Yes.
So I guess we'll start out with Magic answering the questions first.
Oh, boy.
Magic, how about you tell us a little bit about your tune?
Oh, my tune, Magic. I explained a little bit earlier is that started with a couple other friends that our warrior friend Calidor picked up the game, and I said, yeah, I'll play that too. I played it on my brother's account a bit, and it was fun. It's like, all right, I'm making a warrior, and we dragged our other friend in who played a priest named Lone Wolf. Yeah, Loney Wolf. He spelled it with two E's because he wanted Lone Wolf and put an extra E in the middle, which makes no sense given that it becomes a long E, and now everyone calls me Loney Wolf if I play that tune, but that's all right.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And I got to be the DPS, and there was a ton of DPS choices back then, but I've always been a fan of casting, I guess, in anything else. And yeah, I actually rolled fire for the beginning of my WoW career. I loved Pyroblast back in the day. Just pulling with Pyroblast was ridiculous.
That's not a shocker. No, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, it's almost come full circle on that one. And then by the time I could get, I think it was down to Frost Barrier, I actually respec'd and to Frost, and that was it had my heart. It was love at first Ice Block back in the day when you had to spec into Ice Block. And yeah, I mean, right now again, I am fire to raid, but it upsets me and I die a little inside every time I have to use my procs off. What is it? My procs off of to cast Pyroblast. I'm struggling, of course. Yes, Hot Streak. There we go. You know, that's how much I love fire, being able to name Hot Streak.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite memory in WoW?
Oh, there's so many memories over this long, long time. I do love, I love ZG, just in general running. ZG was always a good time. Zul'aman, the follow-up, was awesome. I love killing and dying to bosses. Like, really intricate fights. It is just so much fun. Things like Magtheridon, where you had like 30 different things, or you had to organize cubes.
Oh god,
it's just a nightmare to put together the list and making sure people stay on top of it and they're not bounced out of place, and just finally nailing those bosses is a good time. And same thing with like Krosh and that I had to tank.
Oh god, and Gruul's, yeah. You were the mage tank, and
exactly,
I had to heal your ass. That was good times.
The first and hopefully not last time I've had to have a stam and tanking set on my mage, but
that's hilarious.
I love the learning process. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. So why did you join Apotheosis?
Say joined is sort of a relative word when you purchase the charter for a guild,
yeah.
I guess. I love how much everyone makes fun of me. I guess that's it. I'm just drawn to the hate. No, it started as with the rating. It is partially that, only because everyone likes to have fun, and when it's time to get serious, everyone gets serious for killing your bosses. But in between, it's just so much fun to chat and just make fun of people and be made fun of, and I love the people. That's the reason I keep playing the game.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So what else do you like to do in-game besides raid?
I guess the number one answer is I don't fish. That's up there with things I don't do, and I try and make it a point to fish as little as possible. I hate fishing, but I guess that's not really an answer. I do enjoy my alts. Like I said, I have that Paladin. I've got, I think, is it 5 80s right now with a 70 Rogue, and that's a lot of fun. And then when I have people to play with, I enjoy PvPing. It's just so many aspects that I enjoy doing. I guess it's easier to say that I don't enjoy professions for the most part. That's my least favorite thing.
Yeah, didn't we just get your tailoring up to 450 last week?
That, I'm sure, was 450 way before, and I downgraded points or something. let's not worry about
sure,
that.
Sure, buddy, sure.
Yeah.
All right, here is a quirky question for you. What is the deal with Magic Marine? I mean, seriously, what the hell kind of a name is that?
God, this is, like, constantly the question. I've sat next to people doing, like, dailies and stuff, and they're like, oh, man, are you a Marine? I'm like, no, I'm not, and I have a lot of respect for people who are Marines, but I am not, and I constantly get this question. And it actually comes from Counter-Strike back in the day. My original tag was Magic Player, still with the J and the K, which, by the way, is how you spell the magic here. And it came from another game that I played, a.k.a. Magic the Gathering. Yes, nerd ahoy. That's what we're getting into here. Just had to misspell magic, and it instantly becomes a little more cool. And yeah, I played on a server with a bunch of people that played together, and they had Marines at the end of their name, and they had a bunch of random people with Marine, and I got to playing with them, and it was sort of like a guild. They're called clans in Counter-Strike, and after a while, they're like, "Yeah, you should toss Marine on the end." I'm like, "All right, I'll get rid of player because that's kind of nerdy." So, Magic Marine was born, and I have sadly taken this question more often than not in this game. So at this point, I've tried to make all my alts go by Magic or Magity or the ever popular Madge. Thanks, Dark Guido. That's been phenomenal. As
Guido,
people continuously use that.
I like, if Guido's listening, dude, thank you so much, because I have loved calling Madge over the years. It has been such a source of joy in my life.
Yeah, it's become sadly a source of joy for, I think, too many people to count at this point.
It's excellent.
Well, how about yourself? How did Kernmog come to be?
Kernmog, basically, I knew I wanted to be a hunter. I definitely wanted to be a ranged class. I played a little bit of Diablo and Diablo 2, so I was aware of
Someone played in Amazon, didn't they?
Someone played in Amazon for a little bit, yes. I found it much cooler to shoot people from far, far away where you would, like, where the chances that you would die were pretty low.
Yeah.
And then when I learned about feigned death, I'm like, hell yeah. So I started Kern as my first tune, and you know, I really enjoyed being a ranged class, and to this day I really love my hunter. It's just I don't feel as able to help out the raid as I do as a healer. So that's why I play my Pally.
The exciting main tune is the hunter, but the main raid character is the Paladin. Is that the way it
Thank
works?
You. That is exactly the right distinction, and I really appreciate you for bringing that up. Thank you, Madge.
Just so everyone's clear on that.
Yes.
Main tune is different than main reading character.
Exactly, and I think that other people will now understand that better. Thanks, Madge. I appreciate
it. Oh, no problem.
It.
Anything to help you. And what is your favorite memory from this crazy game we play?
God, I've got a lot. In brief, probably the 45-minute Baron run at level 60 that we did with my cat tanking. I was Marx, we had you, we had Tandris, we had Tia, and we had Crypt, and we had myself. So that's a priest, two mages, one frost, one fire, and a warlock, and my cat. And my cat tanked successfully.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious.
That was probably one of the best times I've had in this game. I really enjoyed the entire Tier 0.5 questline, especially Dire Maul, this one night. I'm sure you remember it. The one night when your vent lagged out so bad.
Oh, yeah,
I may have
been there for that.
That was, like, 10 minutes delayed, and, like, all of a sudden we're, like, sitting, drinking or something like that after a particularly nasty battle, and all of a sudden Magic's voice is... Oh God, he's got a really big sword, and we're like, "What? What the hell are you talking about? Where's this guy with the sword?"
Yeah, because we were doing the the pit in Dire Maul with the PvP stuff.
Yeah, That night was hilarious. Like, my abs ached so hard the next day. It's as if I'd done like 100 sit-ups. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I think I still have my Farron's Vendetta and my Ogre War Beads in the bank, actually, never quite finishing that quest line.
I cannot believe you didn't finish that. You know, I finally finished that. Like, sometime in early Wrath, I wound up with my final Tier Zero piece, and I was able to actually turn in that quest like 3 or 4 years after I first got it.
Wow.
Kind of nuts.
Seems pretty serious.
Apart from that, getting my epic bow at 60 on my hunter, that was fantastic. I loved my demons. Killing the demons was probably the most fun I've had as a hunter in this game. And I guess in a raid situation, getting Vash down for the first time back in BC, that was an epic fight. Holy crap.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy fight.
Yep.
Sadly, I don't think I was around for one of those kills, but it happens. That's all
We
right.
tried that one night. We tried for like 3 hours, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah, I mean, I got close. I got to like a few of those, like between 5% and 2%. But what are you gonna do?
Slime is bad.
Yes, it is. Why did you join Apotheosis? As I remember, well, I guess were you a signature on the charter? It was close.
I
There you
was
go.
definitely one of the people who signed the charter. I wasn't really doing a whole lot at the time because I had, after the end of Fade Heroes, I had joined a guild called Skull, and as part of the main 10-man raiding team, and I'm like, wow, that's awesome. I'm like one of the two healers, and I was in horrible gear. It was terrible. And we go in and we get through Curator. And then all of a sudden, like 9 of the 12 people assigned to that team were poached by the Untouchables, which at the time was the top guild on Elder
Oh, yeah.
Valis. And it was just like, well, now what? So when you approached me saying, hey, what do you think about forming a guild? I was like, dude, yes, sign me up.
Yeah, that's was a good time for all involved finding Crypt in the bank to have him be, what was it, our 10th
Oh,
signature to the guild.
dude, it was in the auction house, and we're like all waving at him and poking him and like emoting at him, and then you're like repeatedly trying to get him to sign, but he couldn't because he was talking to the auctioneer.
Yeah.
And then he like turns around and he's like, "What the hell?" That was excellent. A nice way to incorporate him into the guild.
Yeah, that was a spectacular time.
Spectacular.
Yes. And I know there's plenty of things that you enjoy doing in game besides raid, as you are constantly doing them from what I've seen. What
Dear
are some of
Lord.
those?
Yeah, I like to do a lot of things. Like, I'm actually the opposite of you. I really love my professions. I'm 450 fishing on Kern, 450 cooking on Kern, leatherworking, skinning. I even drop mining to pick up skinning again. And I love professions. But the thing that I probably love most in the game, apart from raiding, is making money. And I'm warning everybody right now not to buy things from Kern Bank if you're part of Apotheosis, because I hate ripping off my own guildies, and I definitely rip people off when I'm on Kern Bank. Like, anything listed by Kern Bank, like, run the hell away.
Stay back.
Yeah, pretty much. But at this point, thanks to you and with my brother, I think we have close to 50,000 gold among us at this point.
Yeah,
So
it'll be good to put away for who knows what.
it's nice to go into the expansion loaded up with gold. I had like 2 or 3 thousand gold maybe heading into Wrath, and that was not enough. And I had like 700 gold going into BC, so it's really nice to be on top of things. And I know it's a drop in the bucket for Tia, who has this like unknown vast amount of gold somewhere. She refuses to tell me how much she has, but having close to 50,000 gold among the three of us is really, I feel good. I feel confident.
Yeah, and at least leveling in Wrath, you made a ton of money just leveling, and especially leveling alts. You're just selling greens or sharding them and selling the mats, and it hasn't been too hard of a time to make money if you're actively trying to do so.
Yeah, that's true. You just need to know sort of all the tricks, like selling all of that gray stuff that you get instead of like throwing it out of your bags, and making sure to take advantage of your professions and make sure you keep them leveled up without spending too much money.
Absolutely. All right. So here is your question. How much of this delicious haterade do you drink on a daily basis in order to keep the level of hate that you continue, you know, to have? Is it an intravenous bag that you have near you, or, you know, just have to use the restroom often?
Well, thank you for the question, Madge. That's a good one. I do drink large amounts of haterade every day to keep my hatred of all things stupid flowing. For the curious among you, I have a special brand of Coke that I drink that comes with caffeine and haterade all in one.
Wow,
delicious. I know, it's so good. Holy crap. So I drink it, and I drink a lot of it, and, you know, you are one of the main causes for my drinking haterade.
Well, thank you. I will take a large bow for that one.
Right about now is when we would normally launch into our general chat segment, but we're not really going to go into that too much today. Just wanted to talk a little bit about what it will be about. We'll be talking about things like PvE, PvP, classes, raids, dungeons, basically flexible topics, and our guest, which we will have next week, will be inputting their thoughts as well. So you'll have me, Madge, and somebody else as well, just shooting.
Yeah, just a topic of some sort for the week. Something that'll be interesting, hopefully, to talk about and listen about.
Yeah, exactly. Something sort of current, or at least of general interest to people.
Yeah. And I guess at this point we'll move into the end part of our show. Let's have our shout-outs. Fern, do you have any shout-outs?
Basically, I am just filled with so much love for all things Apotheosis right now, so I would like to give a huge shout-out to all the members of Apotheosis right now. Yo.
Nice. I just want to shout out to Piggly Wiggly, the warlock in Apotheosis. Thank him for the information on the haste and moving over to figure out some gems and a bunch of other new and exciting things for the mage, if only for the expansion. I also want to shout out to Dar for shouting out to me in her new blog post on Doritos.apotheosis-now.com, and also a shout out to her for her decursive post, which actually got the eye of, I think it's the creator, and now there's a link on his main page to her blog, which is awesome.
And on the curse page, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you can also find her blog if you go to apotheosis-now.com, and it's on the right side on the blog roll, I believe.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other blogs there to check out as well.
Absolutely. Finally, a tip of the week. Pretty simple tip of the week this week. Don't stand in the fire.
Fire comes in all colors and shapes. Don't stand in it.
Yes, this is very true. We'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share, you can email us at blessingoffrost@apotheosis-now.com. Let us know if you liked what you heard, what you thought, if we were wrong, because we will be wrong, whatever. We would love to hear from you. So that brings us to the end of the very first episode of Blessing of Frost. I'm Kern.
And I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty. Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2010. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks for listening.